the United Nations is under mounting pressure to condemn Israel's ongoing military crackdown on Palestinians in its search for three missing settlers. A number of UN member states have announced that they'd asked the UN Security Council to condemn Tel Aviv's current operations, which began 16 days ago. They're calling for serious UN action against Israel. The United Nations is under fire for keeping silent in the wake of mass arrests in the West Bank and the deadly airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. Some UN members say what Israel is doing in the occupied Palestinian territories is in violation of human rights and international law. Nell Burton is our correspondent with us now live from Ramallah. Let's get the latest from her. So, Nell, although there is a lot of pressure on the United Nations, but as someone who's in the Palestinian territories, in Ramallah, seeing what's happening there, do you see any effect on the ground? Do you see that pressure actually changing anything in terms of how Israel is treating the Palestinians?
Well, I mean, yes, there has been somewhat of a change in the past few days. The Israelis say that they're now changing their tactics and strategy. So they're actually calming down the incursions on the West Bank. However, this isn't without its serious damage in the previous 2 weeks to the Palestinian civilians. It's been recorded now that there have so far been 8 deaths, whether directly or indirectly from the Israelis. For example, 5 people were shot and directly killed by the Israelis with live fire, and 3 more died when they were prevented from reaching an ambulance when they had their home stormed, for example, in the middle of the night. We have new figures that says 560 Palestinians have been arrested so far during these very heavy incursions. Now, although the Israelis said they've stopped the, or they're calming it down, but we're still seeing consistent arrests taking place in Bethlehem and in Hebron, otherwise known as Al-Khalil. They have deployed over 2,000 soldiers in Hebron, and it's still, we see a huge amount of the Israeli military are remaining inside of Hebron. So how long that's going to last, we just don't know. But the other main issue is actually, yesterday I was trying to find out a death count for the Gaza Strip. And it seems that so many people have been killed in the previous few days. Nobody's actually kept definitive figures. So our figure so far is 21 people who were killed. This includes 15 militants and, tragically, 1 3-year-old child. So it's not only these incursions of the West Bank, but the nightly bombardment of the Gaza Strip. Now, the Israelis say they were responding to rocket fire that was sent to the south of Israel. However, I mean, the Israelis have now claimed many, many lives in these nightly bombardments. And we're now coming up towards the holy month of Ramadan, where usually in the Gaza Strip we would see people out shopping, getting, preparing themselves for the holy month. And now people are essentially hiding away. It's seriously affected the economy in Gaza. This will no doubt affect the economy in the West Bank. But in terms of the United Nations, they did have an assembly on the 23rd of June where they essentially said that they will find a statement about these Israeli incursions. But so far, they've been unable to find a unified statement. So the pressure is on from not only many UN members, but many human rights groups in Palestine for them to find a unified statement in condemning these serious incursions that are taking place.
Thank you very much, Nell Burton, a correspondent in Ramallah there.